Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Voice. I am your voice every Thursday morning when we talk about special events and tourism. And we've been talking a lot about Nightfall and all the Halloween things that are going on. But today we're going to be talking about the Arizona Bowl. And the Arizona Bowl has been around for a while. I remember the first year we had maybe about, it seemed like 3 or 4 months to put the whole thing together. And one of the gentlemen that was behind all of that excitement is here in the studio today. Good morning, Eric.
Morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Good. It's good to see you. Eric and I have worked together on many things, sponsorship-wise, and helped us out on the Tucson Attractions Passport. And we were able to share that wonderful savings book with all the folks that actually attend. We're going to talk a little bit about that because coming up, and because the kickoff luncheon is Thursday coming up a week from today.
It is right around the corner. It's hard to believe it. It's at the end of October already.
And before we get going, we do have a tradition here, Eric. Tim Vemerstedt, my co-host. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Eric.
Morning.
Timmy gets to talk about his two favorite Halloween events that are coming up, and then we'll get into all the things there are that you wanted to know about the Arizona Bowl and, of course, the upcoming luncheon. Go ahead, Tim.
All right. Well, of course, we've got Nightfall going on at Old Tucson, reopens tonight and runs through November 1st. Fear is fun is their theme, and the clowns have taken over the town, so I have a fear of clowns, so I won't be out there. But and then we also have our in-town Western town, Trailless Town. My old stomping grounds. Not too frightful Fridays. If you're looking for some Halloween fun that's not too spooky, Trailless Town is bringing back their Friday night Halloween family-friendly fun. Runs through the 31st, which is the Friday night, actually on Halloween. And they've got many costume parades around the gazebo, free to participate. You're encouraged to wear a costume. And the pistoleros, their gunfighters, are going to do a haunted Halloween show. Fall-themed drinks, snacks, every Friday night through the October 31st, through Halloween. They're going to have animals out from Track Therapeutic Ranch for animals and kids. So you get to meet some of the animals that help children through disabilities. And it should be a lot of fun. Surprise characters, all very friendly. It's going to be a good time. Trailless Town does a nice job.
Well, thank you, Tim. Yep, that's where I discovered you, from Trail Dust Town.
Yeah.
You were the lonely little catering manager and said, let's come join the Old West at Old Tucson, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Tim and I have known each other for over, probably almost 3 decades now, and Desert Museum.
Coming up on 30 years.
Absolutely. Desert Museum and Old Tucson fared well under your direction. So thank you, Tim, for giving us the two top Halloween events that are going on, really. Old Tucson Nightfall, I think, if I recall correctly, it's the 33rd year of Nightfall.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know what it is about clowns, Eric, but I live in Oro Valley, okay? And every corner has a clown display. And I have pictures to show it. I mean, it's clowns. Clowns were never scary to me, but Tim, you run and hide when you see a clown, don't you?
I do. When we had the clowns on last week, I went and wheeled around my house and locked all the doors.
Good move, Tim. Good move.
Yeah, Eric. Last Thursday, Dabney, the head clown that's taken over Nightfall. gave us all clown noses for the show, for the entire show. Yeah. One day, when all of a sudden we had these clown noses, even Matt, our producer,
It was crazy.
It was.
It fell on us.
And, you know, we're now on YouTube, Eric, and we're on Facebook. And I know you do your own podcast out there all about Arizona Bone. You do a really nice job, actually. And so we're kind of new to this podcast business, but it's great because it gives us a little added reach to hear about the things that are going on here in Tucson and Southern Arizona. So, Eric, let's get started a little bit about who you are, and then how did you end up at the Arizona Bowl?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't think we have time for all of that, so I'll make it real quick. I am one of the few proud Tucson natives, born and raised here, born over at St. Joe's Hospital. Yeah. So, love my hometown. Cool. I've lived in 6 different states, I think. Just been a sports nerd my whole life. And so I'm very fortunate now to have a job that lets me give back to my hometown, but work in an industry which I love. I tell people often, if I get a chance to speak to groups, I get paid to do what people pay to do. You know, like people pay to go to our game. I get paid to be like, so I'm very fortunate, very blessed. When I was probably at about, I don't know, 10 or 11, I started turning down the sound on like baseball games on the weekend and wild and doing my own play-by-play. So I always kind of knew I wanted to be in the sports world. Went off to a big soccer player, so I was fortunate to play in college at Lee University out in Tennessee. And then came back and spent the first 7 years of my career as a news anchor here on KVOA back in what I call the glory days of news. It's very different now.
You know, KVOA, yeah. I remember when I first got into town, it was like a fortress. So they locked you in, right, during the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
And then at night you could come out.
Yeah, they had like oleanders all around the whole property and stuff. It was like you couldn't see in the whole property. But yeah, it was Patty Weiss and, you know, Jimmy Stewart, the very end of Michael Goodrich.
What a great anchor of talent there that
goodness.
You were there.
I was so fortunate to learn under those people and just phenomenal people. You know, Tom McNamara, just great. I worked with the late Dan Ryan. You know, I spent many years.
Yeah, I didn't know Dan. Well, I knew Dan from the sports world, and I didn't know he passed away, though. So, yeah.
Yeah, probably, gosh, 5 or 6 years ago.
That was clearly the A-team.
They were legends. Dan had spent time in Denver many years of sports. I mean, and Patty Weiss was, you know, I remember the first time I got to anchor with Patty, I ran off the set and called my mom, and I said, I got to do the news with Patty Weiss.
Yeah, and didn't he have a Hispanic lady that was there forever?
Martha Vasquez. Yes. Yeah, she was a phenomenal person.
I got interviewed by her a couple of times.
Yeah.
And sitting on the couch.
Yeah, Martha's
remember that?
Great. Oh, sure, yeah. So, loved that. You know, went a couple different directions in my life. I always worked with kids, so I worked in nonprofits for a while, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Pima Prevention Partnership here in town for a little bit. I always kind of stuck in the sports world. I was coaching. I coached San Miguel High School, Push Ridge. And then I coached the University of Arizona Men's Club soccer team for
now,
a while.
Some of those were volunteer and some paid or a little bit of...
All paid.
All which, paid. That's good. Fortunate. That's very good.
I've volunteered. I'm the son of 2 teachers, so it's just ingrained in me a life of service. So, you know, love volunteering. It's our kind of our family thing. Served on the board of Ronald McDonald House, which is a lot of fun. But I've been with the Bowl. I've been at. I was thinking about this on my way to work this morning. I have worked every single Arizona Bowl. I wasn't an employee until about 8 years ago. Kim and I started a couple of weeks apart. But I was contracted because I was working with the University of Arizona and their sports department, and they asked me to help with the Bowl back in 2015, the first one. And if you were there, it was freezing cold that night. It was one of the coldest nights.
My son and I were up there in the top stands, and we were freezing our butt off.
Oh,
and occasionally
so
we could go into the club there.
Yes.
But, you know, the early days, Mike Fader was involved, another big sports management with, you know, the Toros and the Sidewinders. And,
sure.
San Diego. He was here for a while in spring training. Yeah, I understand exactly what you're talking about here because when after my 4 years at Old Tucson, Chuck Huckleberry asked me, "Would you like to come?" And our liaison with the Diamondbacks is not what it needs to be, and we really need to have you come on and fix that. And you, I said, "Well, let me ask. You're asking me to like help run spring training. Where do I sign up?
I'll be there.
You know." And then shortly after I got there, and the county is 2000 and I guess one or so. You know, he said, "You know, how about you want to do the fairgrounds too?" And I said, "Let's see, do I have a choice?" I'll take spring training.
Yeah.
You know, so I got a chance to through 2010 to, like you said, every day was a pleasure going to work.
Yeah.
Now, 45 very intense days of spring training, even though 30 were games. But, and by that 40th day, we all looked like zombies. But what a time of my life.
I got to join you in that, if you recall. I spent 1 year when I first moved back to Tucson in 2010 from North Carolina. I got to work with Bonnie Faircloth, you know, was a legend out there at Keno in spring training. Just an amazing woman who's, you know, now with the Tucson Police Foundation.
Yeah, the issue was never with Bonnie.
Yeah.
It was before Bonnie.
Yeah.
You know, and we won't mention any names, but it was really top level kind of interaction with Diamondbacks. And they just needed a little TLC.
Yeah. Oh, we loved that. I loved my time at Keno. I remember going out and eating my lunch, you know, to eat my sandwich in the stands, even when there was no game, just giving me like, listen, I get to sit in a baseball stadium in the middle, you know, in March in Arizona. Like, how cool is that?
And you get to saw the two Jerrys sitting there, you know, watching the game. Yeah. Well, we'll be right back, folks, with Eric Rose. We are talking about the Arizona Bowl and the upcoming kickoff. Luncheon is coming a week from today. Got a lot more to talk about the Arizona Bowl. This is Tom Moulton, and we're on The Morning Voice, and we'll be right back. Well, we're back, and I'm your host, Tom Moulton. We're here with Eric Rhodes, and we're talking about the Arizona Bowl. So I remember Brent DeRod came into a board meeting of Visit Tucson, and he said, "I just had this meeting with a couple of gentlemen here in town, Mark Irving and Fletcher McCusker and Allie and his. They want to start a bowl game here." And we go, "When is this bowl game?" And he said, 4 months. I said, 4 months? Now, Brent DeRod was a huge supporter, and I think he may have even been a paid staff member of the Fiesta Bowl. And so he was a sports nut. Now he's in Arlington. Living the dream, let me tell you.
He just signed a contract extension there.
For
their CVB, yeah.
Yeah, he is really in heaven every day when he comes to work. And he's got a great budget, too, not to mention all of the sports teams that are in that area. So these gentlemen, these community leaders got together. And I don't know where you were involved very early on, not as paid staff, and you know all these folks. What's really special about these folks?
I'll tell you, one of the best things about this community, my hometown, is it continues to grow, and you have seven figures in the greater area, certainly, and, you know, Matt just talked about traffic everywhere. But you have just the still small-town feel. Yeah. You know, I don't know if you know Sarah Horvath
who's
done an amazing job at Keno since she's taken over there. You know, we were in a meeting a couple of years ago, and we're like, "Oh, you're from Tucson?" "Yeah, I'm from Tucson." "All right." And they go, "Oh, where'd you go to school?" Blah, blah, blah. Turns out my mother was her kindergarten teacher, and that's just Tucson, right? And so when you have these people, to go back to your question, you have these people who have a vision to continue to make Tucson this amazing place that people don't know about, they should know about, that we continue to try to let them know about. You've done it for many years with Southern Arizona Attractions, and Mark, mm-hmm. Fletcher, Ollie, you know, that whole group that has been involved since the beginning. Don't do it for money. It was, you know, you mentioned this earlier off air. It's a labor of love is a great way to say it. Is Tucson needed it.
Yes.
Tucson needed a marquee event. They said, "We think a bowl game is the way to do it." Brent DeRod and Visit Tucson and the city leaders and community leaders were amazing to get in support. To put that together in 3.5 months, like you mentioned, you look back, is insane.
He asked for permission from the board at that time. I had the pleasure of being on the Visit Tucson board as Mr. Huckleberry's representative. And we all left there like, really? Cheering. Because now we have a chance to bring something that maybe Phoenix won't steal away this time. And I would imagine, I don't know if you guys went through, should it be called the Tucson Bowl, the Arizona Bowl, the Southern Arizona Bowl? Was any of that, or it was always the, we wanted it to be a statewide bowl game?
I wasn't in those meetings,
okay.
But I'm glad they picked Arizona Bowl because yeah. It really should be, you know, it's the only bowl game in our state, right. Which is one of three, you know, where a unique state has three different bowl games. That actually bears our state name. And so I'm very glad it says Arizona because it's right out front. You know, we're big on folks coming to visit to come to our game, and nothing says, I don't want to be in the cold weather like Arizona in December.
Really. Yeah, and I would say over the last, how many games have been now played?
This will be our 11th.
Can you imagine 11th game? Now, we missed two.
Missed one.
Oh, yeah. We
missed one.
We missed one.
So this will be... You know, it's interesting where we had many meetings about whether we should advertise our 10th, you know, this is our 10 years technically. 2015 right. was the first game. We're now in 2025. But since it's the end of December and we all pulled off that game that first year, this will be the 11th playing of the Arizona Bowl. We did have the one canceled with Boise State in Central Michigan in 2021.
Right.
So 10th actual game, but 11th year of the Arizona Bowl.
Now that was canceled like, day almost the day before, wasn't
about,
it?
About let's say 70 hours before
yeah,
the game.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody,
Central Michigan was
the coach
here.
Came down, and then the players came down, and then all of a sudden there's no game.
Yeah,
of course all the banners are up, all the beers ordered, everything was ready to go.
It was a devastating time. Right. You know, everything. Central Michigan was here. They'd been in town for a day. They were practicing. I remember they were at practice when the phone call started to come in that Boise State wasn't going to make it. Due to too many COVID outbreak, but that was a tough year. But man, when you look back at it now, you say maybe that was a good thing because man, Tucson jumped on board.
Oh yeah,
after that, like we had to call. You know, my job is to work with partners and sponsors. We had to call around, going, "Hey, we need what you always do, but maybe a little bit more to help us make up." You know, we lost a ton of revenue and ticket sales,
You know, I'm sure that, the community was forgiving. But there were hard costs.
I mean, the bowl lost some money. Our board did a tremendous job. You know, we're fortunate to have a fantastic board. They did a tremendous job being good fiduciary responsibility, putting some in reserves, making sure that this money was moved here so we could keep it afloat. It was incredible to get that through that year. And then from that year, the trajectory has been meteoric. It's been really, really fun to be a part of.
Now, there's a couple people we should mention. John Volpe.
Sure.
And his wife. What's his wife?
Heather.
Heather, yes. John and Heather. Yeah. Also were a big part of the reason why it happened in those 3.5-4 months.
Yeah. I mean, Nova Home Loans jumped on. And, you know, everyone knows our fearless leader, Kim Adair, who was a Nova employee at the time. And you know, helped a great deal. She was on our board for the first few years before she became our executive director. Nova, we're not here without Nova, no question. I mean, they stepped up in a huge way and did for many years, not just that year, but many years. John Volpe did tremendous things, and Nova continues to be a big supporter of ours.
I noticed that, that he's engaged in the luncheon coming up.
Yeah, yeah. There's we now have a Tucson Strong Award, which is the Volpe Tucson Strong Award, and deservedly so. Again, like I tell people all the time, you know, we are now on a national stage, which was really fun and fantastic. When we started Barstool Sports a couple of years ago in New York, we internally like to say we went from Broadway, where, you know, Nova on Broadway, to Broadway in New York, because Barstool's offices weren't far off Broadway. So it's been really great, but we are not here without folks. You know, like we talk about your Visit Tucson board then. Tucson was a huge supporter, able to get us off the ground. They continue to be a big supporter of ours. So,
Mr. Downtown was there, and Fletcher, and we couldn't have done it without Fletcher.
Absolutely.
And of course, his partner in crime for Rio Nuevo, Mark Irvin. This is the greatest group of people came together. And then, of course, they hired Mike Fader to get all of the sports logistics together and everything. And, of course, as you mentioned, Kim was on the board. She was on actually the Arizona Bowl board, mm-hmm. not the Blue Blazers. That comes later.
Right.
And so how do you contain her enthusiasm every day?
I'll tell you, we have a really fun team. We're small but mighty. There's five of us. And we like to joke because Kim and I are more like the, let's throw these crazy ideas out. And we start to kind of bounce each other off the walls like, okay, what if we did this? But what if we did this? But what if we did this? What if we did this? And then we have, thank God, some really smart people. Kim's also a very, very smart person.
Yes, absolutely. Like, and but, well, I knew her. You know, she and I worked briefly together when Trio started.
Yeah.
She was a G-Techer, I think.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
So a little past memory there. And, and you know, so we always knew each other from the economic development world, but I didn't. I think she was a little reserved back then, but that's okay. She's in her element now.
She had a
she?
Difficult job of stepping into. I mean, the bowl business and college football as a whole is one of the biggest boys clubs that exist.
Right. Yes.
And when she started, I think there was three female executive directors of the 40-some bowls. And I remember vividly, we went, there's a conference every year with all the bowls in the country get together. She said, I'm stepping up to the front table. And she did, and she's run with it since.
Well, more about the Arizona Bowl when we get back. We're here with Eric Rhodes and marketing, sponsorship, community relations, you name it. Eric is engaged in everything to do with the Arizona Bowl. This is The Morning Voice, and we'll be right back. Well, we're back, and this is The Morning Voice, and we're here with Eric Rhodes. The Arizona Bowl. Now, we have a little game that we play. The volunteer group is called the Blue Blazers. Eric, I think we've been around. Well, we've been around in some function. I think we were the advisory committee at one time or whatever. And then somebody said, you know what? We really need to brand our the volunteers. And God, that's probably well over 100 folks that are the Blue Blazers. And we do everything to help out throughout the year. We're at a lot of the high school football games with our big helmet. There are a lot of nonprofit things that go on where we help out. We were the Blue Blazers helped out on the World Baseball Classic. And just so many things that we do to help make sure the game is fun and exciting. And I got a chance once a month to put on the blue jacket and help out where I can. But this particular bowl is so unique, and we have this little game we play at the Blue Blazers where you get to mention who the sponsor is. And I have to tell you, Eric, I got it right here in front of me, so I'm going to cheat a little bit. But it's the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. Now, say that. Did I get it? I mean,
You did. We had to, you know, when we first did, we were like, all right, this is a lot. It starts and ends with Snoop. So it's the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Jim and Juice by Dre and Snoop. Yeah, got me thinking there. But yeah, it's fun to type every day many times.
Of all the sponsorship agreements you've done, have you ever had one as complicated as this?
It's a lot to type, but man, it's been just a game changer for us, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have our partners. They're phenomenal to work with. I mean, the Gin and Juice team has been in Tucson many times. They've done events here down at the Monica. You know, we had one just last month.
I see their distribution van now.
I took a picture on my way in here this morning.
It's out there, and part of course in the sponsorship partnership, you help each other. And I think over the last, probably it's been a little bit over certainly a year, almost two, right, that we've helped them get their product in the bars, the restaurants, and of course we had this little guy called Snoop Dogg that, you know,
you may have heard of him.
Yes, he lent his name.
Yes.
So there are a lot of things that are very unique to this Arizona Bowl. Let's start with that first big one that we talked about. Is that we're the only bowl game that I'll let you take it away from there.
Yeah, the only bowl game in the nation that gives 100% of our net proceeds to charity. So we pay the bills and then try to give the rest away. So it's a phenomenal mission. It's something that we take great pride in. And I think it's one of the reasons that we have found the success that we've had. And we have gentlemen like the aforementioned Snoop that want to be involved because they know we're doing it for, and I use air quotes because we're on the radio and YouTube. is
you're on the camera. Yeah. There you go. You see yourself there now. There you are. There you are.
Yeah, for the right reasons. You know, it's you know, Kim will often say we're a bowl game the way bowl games used to be, which was for your community. You know, it was for this community event. It's when the parade started because it was this week long celebration of your community. And we've been able to find that through this mission. This just a couple of months ago, we finished our giving cycle for this year and gave to 25 different 501c3s in Southern Arizona. And not just in Tucson.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Oracle all the way down. Like it's so much fun. I get to go on some of the check presentations, you know, and hand those folks. And the money we give makes a difference, whether it's $5,000, $10,000. It's to see the excitement on their eyes and to learn about. I think that's been the most important piece for me is to learn about so many people that are doing so many great things in our community.
Yeah, I had the privilege of being on the selection committee for the last 2 years. And I was telling Kim yesterday that we need to bring them all in the same room again. That was really exciting. I mean, I enjoy going out, like you mentioned, presenting the check. But seeing them all together and the excitement and it bleeds off of into the Blue Blazers and the board members from the Arizona Bowl that are there. So maybe she'll consider that. I don't know. But
give you credit if we do.
No, thank you, Eric. But it starts with a long list of folks that need support.
Oh yeah, hundreds of applications.
Right.
Yeah.
And what is special about what I remember was when you had Barstool Sports here, and of course it was during COVID, and they announced that they were going to give over $1 million back to the community. It was only going to be $1 million, then I think it ended up being like $1.3 million or something that.
It was a great story because, I mean, what a phenomenal gesture to begin with.
Yes.
They chose to do on their own. They just said, yeah, we want to help. This is part of what we do, the Barstool Foundation. And they saw so many applications that they just decided, we can't say no to these folks. And so they took, as you mentioned, it was going to be $1 million, which is amazing. And they said, we got to continue to give. And so
was on top of the proceeds.
That was on top of what we gave. Yeah,
so that year, we probably gave away not quite $2 million, but close.
Yeah, it was
a phenomenal year.
And it continues to be one of the great things. And, you know, you asked me when I first walked in the studio this morning, like, talk about one of the things you love about your job, and that's got to be number one. Like, yeah. I get to work in sports. I get to talk about football every day. But 1A and right there is I get to do something that I love to do that gives back to the town, to my hometown. Like, we help. Through football, we help. Like, one of our hashtags, you know, as the kids say, is we are a game with a goal. And so we take the game part of it and we turn it into this unbelievable thing that just helps our community, as so many people do.
Now, some of the other things that are unique to our bowl, and first of all, how many bowls games are out there?
43.
And it's my understanding that if you were to rank the bowls, now I'm not sure what the criteria is when you rank the bowls. Obviously, attendance is one of them, but I think probably the giving back to the community has got to be in the top five. We're pretty well up there now, aren't we, after only 10, 11 years?
Yeah, we are. And again, so grateful for the community, and that's what's allowed us to do that. There's a couple different publications, Sports Business Journal, you know, the ESPNs that rank the bowl games after just talking about all the things you said, just the game itself, all the ancillary events that go around it, community support, attendance. You know, we had a touch over 40,000 people in the stands this past year. So,
well, that's the other first. I think we're the only bowl that has a national, well, let's say international celebrity that supports. Before we started the interview, we talked about why Snoop Dogg and what's happened to Snoop Dogg. Why is he so universally popular? I mean, when we say universal, we're talking about this gentleman, besides being on The Voice, okay, which is a great talent show.
Besides that little thing.
Besides a little thing like that. And, yeah. You know, this thing that he does with youth sports is and lends his name to that.
Yeah, the Snoop Youth Football League is, again, one of the great reasons that we were allowed to come together, is we've done so many things over the years at the Arizona Bowl to support youth sports. And that was a big thing for them. It's, you know, the first Monday Night Football game this year, they did a great story leading about Snoop's Youth Football League. They've had 43 kids from that league who now played or have played in the NFL. And these kids don't have a chance. Some of them come from, you know, definitely underserved areas. And football was a passion for him, and he just wanted everybody to have a chance to play. So we really leaned into that. Last year, we did the first year. The day after our game, we had youth football games all day long on the same game field at the University of Arizona Stadium, where kids got to play from this youth football league and against teams here in Arizona. We're going to do it again this year. Not quite sure how many games we're going to have, but that Sunday, the December the 28th, we'll have youth football games again at Arizona Stadium for these kids to come. They're coming from L.A., from his youth football league to play. What an amazing experience to get to play on a bowl game field. I would have loved that. Oh, I mean, I love to just walk out there.
No, one of the exciting things I had being part of spring training was batting practice. And then we got the shag balls out there in the outfield, and they go like, this is professional baseball stadium time, you know, and to be a kid to do that. It, obviously, everything looks very large when you're out there in a professional field. Now, one of the things I think we want to make sure that we do mention is this upcoming lunch, because it's a week from today. It's a kickoff. All right. We've had some wonderful kickoff luncheons, almost 1,000 people at the TCC. And it really starts, the excitement is all year round now. Okay. If you think about it, it's a one-day festival and we don't do anything until the day before. No. it's all year, right? And to prepare. But this luncheon is coming up, and we'll be right back. And we're going to talk, we'll devote the last segment really about the lunch. But let's mention the game is the December
27th, 2:30, Arizona Stadium.
And there's a big, huge party to begin with that.
Yeah, massive tailgate.
There's a
rally the night before.
There's a nonprofit.
The Charity Village. Yeah.
Charity. We got to, you know, mention that a little bit. And let's also, we'll lead out of this saying that without the University of Arizona, we wouldn't be able to have done all of this as well. They're just a great support mechanism on how to run the game and the use of their stadium. We'll be right back, and we're with Eric Rhodes and the Arizona Bowl. Well, we're back, and we're here with Eric Rhodes from the Arizona Bowl, and we've been talking about all the things that are going on and what makes the bowl special, more so than the other 40. All the net proceeds go to our charities here in town, and it's been exciting and very rewarding for Eric and myself to be part of that. So we got this thing, the kickoff. It really, you know, while they're involved year-round promoting the bowl and then helping out other nonprofits, there is this big, huge push to have the best kickoff. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think it starts and ends with that we want to be a fun group, right?
Yes.
you know, there was one of the things that our bowl game has been called in the past, Tucson's Football Festival. So, like, we like to have a good time, and so we've gotten guests over the past several years, including Rob Gronkowski, Trevor Hoffman, Terry Francona, Mike Candrea. You know, just phenomenal people to have this year. Super excited to have Brian Urlacher, famous Chicago Bears linebacker, Hall of Fame in the NFL, went to New Mexico, played at New Mexico, so part of the Mountain West Conference, one of our conference affiliates, as our guest this year, and you'll see something different on stage you haven't seen before at our luncheon.
Teaser.
with our featured guest this year, that it's going to be a lot of fun. We're usually between that 800 to 1,000 person mark. We're there again this year. There are limited tickets left, so get on in the next few days. Tucson's always a late buying community.
TheArizonaBowl.com.
TheArizonaBowl.com. TheArizonaBowl.com.
You gotta put the. There's probably a story there, but we don't have time for that.
Yeah. We own a number of different handles, but yeah, that's TheArizonaBowl.com is where you need to go. Tickets right there. It's super fun. Tucson Convention Center next Thursday. There's raffles. There's prizes. There's some swag you can get. We're gonna give away some really cool stuff that you have to be present to win, going back to old radio days.
Yeah. Now, you want to get there a little bit early because there's a tremendous amount of networking that goes on with all of the folks that are excited about the bowl coming up.
It's a great room to be in. It's one of those, it's funny. You can kind of watch. You talk about playing games of different things. I like to sometimes play a game with some of the people walking in and see how far they can make it before they get stopped by this person, this person, this person. You know, they don't make it too far. far. So now,
we did venture away last year from the TCC, and I have to tell you, I'm so happy we're back. Because Katie and her group and all of the folks at the TCC, certainly Fletcher is behind, you know, the TCC and obviously Visit Tucson, you know, and they have a fairly new chef. She's been around for a little bit, but I think they really do a great meal for us, as well as the logistics.
Yeah, Tucson Convention Center is a great place. The room's fun, you know, it's... We just need as much space as we can get. You know what I mean?
And the stage, and
we'll take
is
more.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you put a big stage up
we
there.
We do. We put, you know, Commotion Studios is phenomenal. We put a big, huge LED board. So you'll see some cool stuff on that this year. You know, it's, we want it to be an experience. We want you to come in. We want folks to look forward to this luncheon every year. And by ticket sales, we can tell you people are. We're fortunate to have these guests who tell the other guests, you know, just like nonprofits is a small community, pro football is a small community. So Rob Gronkowski talks to Urlacher, talks to Teddy Bruschi, like, and those folks say, yeah, it's a fun event to be at. So Brian Urlacher, we're excited to have him. A lot of Chicago transplants here in Southern Arizona, so don't want to miss it. Week from today. Week in a couple hours from today. So, yeah.
Well, you know, you hit on something important to take the show out. Is why do these teams want to come here and play this bowl game?
Yeah, it's just like we talk about the luncheon. It's the experience. You know, I learned early, and it's one of the things I love about our team, is from our board all the way down to our interns, to our volunteers, we hang our hat on hospitality. You'll have a friend in the Arizona Bowl. It's the old Toy Story. You've got a friend in me, right?
Yeah.
And so these people come, and our community's been great. They stay at phenomenal resorts. They stay at, you know, Westin La Paloma, the JW Marriott. We have several other hotel properties around town who are great and supportive. But they've experienced old Tucson. They get to, you know, see this beautiful place.
Children's Museum.
Yeah, Children's Museum for the kids event. We have a ladies' day up at La Encantada. You know, it's one of these things, and then the tailgate is huge and massive. You know, if you went last year, you'll see it again this year. They build a house on the U of A Mall, the Gin and Juice House.
And Snoop Dogg was there for a considerable amount of time last year.
Yeah, he'll visit again this year. His mode of transportation is going to be fun. it's another tease.
Breaking news today,
you'll
Eric,
see,
you want to share anything with us?
One of those things, you got to see it, got to be there to see it. So, yeah, it's just so much fun, and we love our community being there. We're always on a Saturday because we want as many people from Tucson to be able to be there as we can.
It's great, and it's broadcast on
the CW.
Yeah. That's right,
national broadcast on CW Network.
Well, I'm so happy you've been here, Eric, lending us really how special the Arizona Bowl has been, not only to the staff members but to the community, and to probably in the sense that. The national and international audience that we get being part of the University of Arizona experience. So we hope you all can come out to the luncheon, and of course put December 27th on your calendar, because it's an all day, and then of course we celebrate the New Year's with the Taco Bell, dropping of the taco and all that kind of stuff. TheArizonaBowl.com. Thank you, Eric, again. Great to have you on.
Tom and team, always a pleasure.
We'll be back at 8 o'clock, and we're going to a little bit mini time machine and miniatures, and I'll be back next Thursday. See you later, all. Good night.